AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Lawyers representing businesses and individuals claiming damages from the 2010 Gulf of Mexico oil spill have announced a $211 million settlement with the owner of the ill-fated Deepwater Horizon drilling rig. The company that owns a pipeline that spewed oil into California coastal waters says that under the worst-case scenario, up to 105,000 gallons of crude leaked in the spill. Coast Guard Captain Jennifer Williams says it's unclear how much of that oil actually wound up in the ocean.
To assess the contamination from the pipeline site itself all the way to the shoreline to determine what the best measures are to recover and prevent any additional migration of oil from the release site all the way to marine waters.
Police have arrested a woman who they say made a bomb threat, prompting two buildings to be evacuated and streets to be cleared in a bustling area of downtown Los Angeles. An independent prosecutor will investigate the Tulsa, Oklahoma Sheriff's Department, where a volunteer deputy shot and killed an unarmed man. The mayor of Ferguson, Missouri, says work is underway to spruce up the neighborhood where Michael Brown was fatally shot by a police officer last summer.
We want to move forward, and we want to have the whole entire community see an improvement along that corridor and along that area.
Michael Brown Sr. says his son, who would have turned 19 tomorrow, brightened the lives of people he touched.
He was a fun person. He loved everything that was fun. He was just a happy person, you know, so whatever I can do to keep that movement going forward that way, I think it'll shine on everyone.
Today was another listless trading day on Wall Street. This is AP Radio News. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky continues to speak on the Senate floor against the bulk collection of phone records.
We're talking about an enormous amount of information. We're talking about all of your phone records all of the time.
Paul, who began his talkathon several hours ago, says NSA's ability to scoop up Americans' phone records is unconstitutional. A motorcycle gang shootout in Texas that left 9 men dead and 18 others wounded has put law enforcement agencies on alert for an annual motorcycle gathering in northern New Mexico. Authorities say they have heightened awareness for the Memorial Day motorcycle rally in Red River that's expected to attract 20,000 bikers. And this just in, the police chief of Omaha, Nebraska, says an officer who was shot this afternoon while trying to arrest a fugitive has died. So has the suspect. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.